Hey guys, it's Trista and Addie here, back with another podcast, and today our podcast is going to be about the haunted thing in the attic.
So this story takes off in Cape Town, South Africa in around 1987. The house in which this specific event takes place and divides into two flats. So there's like the bottom flat, which holds like the gruesome deaths of his grandparents, and then the top flat was where he lived with an elderly couple. And the attic, on the other hand, is where the main character, Larry, lived.
So, to get into the story, we're going to talk a little bit about our main character, Larry. So, Larry was living with his grandparents because he was going to college. He's in his early 20s, and, you know, he's a typical college student. He liked to go out to bars and like parties, and he liked to drink. But this particular night, he was sober. So, his visions actually weren't blurred, and he was focused. And Larry slept on an attic. He slept on a mattress, my bad. He slept on a mattress upstairs in the attic, and he really didn't have a good relationship with his grandparents. But anyways, a little bit more about Larry. He was like the typical tough guy. He wore a leather jacket, and he didn't believe in ghosts, demons, or any paranormal activity until this one strange night.
Okay, so on this night, Larry felt super uneasy. He was feeling like, it was like a feeling coming from the attic. So he went to bed that night thinking nothing of it. And then his mind was playing tricks on him. Even though Larry was a huge alcoholic, this night he was sober, as we said. Larry woke up thinking it was time to get ready for school, and he walked down the stairway to check the clock to see what time it was. He walks down there, and the clock reads 2:20. He's like, okay, I still have enough time, you know, to go back to sleep until I need to wake up. Later, he woke up, and he went down, and it says 4:20 on the clock. He's like, okay, still a little more time, you know, I can sleep a little more. And then he woke up one more time. He goes downstairs for the third time, and on the clock, it reads 2:30 a.m., you're probably wondering, how could this be? Like,
yeah,
how like does how, the time go backwards?
Like, was it ticking backwards? We don't know.
We don't know.
So, since time was obviously playing tricks on him, Larry was getting a little confused, okay? He was getting anxious. So, he decided to go back down to the stairway, and he immediately ran into his grandmother. And it kind of startled him at first because he already doesn't really, like, have a good relationship with his grandmother. And it was probably creepy, not gonna lie. And by this time, the clock read, like, 4:30. So, yeah. Obviously, time was ticking back and forth. And Larry's like, you know what? I'm just gonna go back to bed. You know, maybe next time I wake up, it'll be time to get ready. So, as he's making his way back up the staircase, he went to go turn the doorknob, and shadows, he just felt shadows immediately just fill his room. And what he saw behind that door will haunt him for the rest of his life, to the point where he doesn't even want to talk to his family members about it.
So when Larry opened the door, a 7-foot tall black creature stood at the door. To his description, this creature had long outstretched limbs with yellow eyes. So this kind of reminds me of the Slenderman, but it's obviously not the Slenderman. So this creature stretches its arms out around Larry to try and embrace him, but then suddenly disappears. Larry felt that the creature didn't intend to hurt him, but to embrace him. He felt like the creature wanted to get him, but it didn't, like, it just went out.
Okay, so Larry kind of, like, figured out, like, what was this creature? And he explained that this creature was basically a giant gollywog doll. And in South Africa at the time, gollywog dolls were extremely popular with, like, younger children. And they were kind of, like they're kind of, like, racist, like, a negative stereotype. They're, like, naughty. Like, they were just, they were just not the best. And he recalled playing with these dolls as a child. And he said that the giant creature that he saw in the attic that night was a 7-foot tall giant gollywog doll, but he said that the doll was made out of stuffing that had a very real physical appearance, and he felt like he could touch it.
It was like human-like,
but it was human-like, but he felt like it was there. And he explained that, like, you know, as a kid, like, he grew up having them. And so the question is, could this just be a nightmare that turned into real life? Or is Larry's imagination playing tricks on him?
To be continued.
Thank you for listening.